Hey, it was in the paper today. I know Don Burke's in the news, and you know Don well, but he said that he had to ring Don Burke and give him a bit of a chat.
I would love to. Yeah, you can imagine how colourful that was.
What sort of phone call would have that been coming from Kerry Packer?
Well, Kerry Packer would be very, very straight up. I think the language between those boys is fairly more than a little colourful. And he would be one of the few people who could yank on Don Burke's chain. Yeah. Look, I've known Don Burke for, you know, all those years. I've done several stories with him, two in my homes at various times. There wasn't any question his language was appalling. I'm not a shrinking violet, been in this media industry, been around the block. But to me, he always was just that little bit worse. All the boys were. It was the language school of Kerry Packer. Mm. And it went downhill from that. All his executives spoke the same way, and they were all colourful. Mm. But Don sometimes was just a little bit more. And, you know, a lot of us knew. But in those days, there were a lot of men who would push the envelope. Mm. Boys will be boys. But many of us of that era drew the line in the sand and just go, watch my lips, do it again, I will hit you.
Yeah. Are you surprised that there's been so many allegations come out recently, though?
No, or I was writing about it in my book, and I wrote that a year ago.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that's surprising.
But yep. And I don't know if you want to comment on this, but should have the execs of the day, I think I know the answer to this, should they have done more? People, names that you know, are coming out now and saying, oh, yeah, he was terrible. Oh, he wasn't a good human being. Why would they say that now? Why did they not? Was it because he was making them a lot of money?
Correct.
So you don't touch a bloke who's number one, is that it?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And that's the simple answer.
Simple answer.
So much harder for you being...
The more they're saying he's a horrible person simply because he used to give them strife when he'd go in and try and renegotiate more money every year,
Yep.
And they hated that. Mm. And because he was such a bully, he was a bully with them as well as with everybody else. Simple answer was, look, that was an era. Just because women like myself had to put up with it to varying degrees, some far worse than I ever did, and some less. I always drew the line in the sand, so I'm proud of how I acted about my personal safety and what I would deal with. Those boys, it was all going on for young and old. There were a whole bunch of people involved, but that said, it was part of an era, and I'm not trying to justify it what it is now, and I'm pleased it's like my husband and I had this argument the other night. Oh, they're dragging all this stuff. I'm after all these years, and I'm going to, no, watch my lips. Yeah. This, it has to be dragged out now because no young woman should ever have to put up with
that. And it won't change if nothing's done, you know, said about it. It won't change.
But also, let's not forget the whole bunch of decent blokes who, you know, who are kind, who do love their life, their career, their wives and their family, who are not badly behaved. Mm-hmm. There's a percentage of them who were. They probably always will be. So it's up to women to put the line in the sand and also people to acknowledge what's happening, so it puts them on notice.
Yeah, fair enough.